They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They call it a bear market, like the grizzly you don't want to meet. But what does that mean? I'm David Brancaccio. Stock index futures this morning are up moderately, but we need to better absorb the Monday we just had, which ricocheted through markets around the world today. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, starts our coverage from London.
U.S. stocks suffered heavy losses in Monday's trading session. The S&P 500's 3.8% decline tipped the benchmark's losses since January to more than 20%, sending it officially into bear market territory. If history is any indication, a recession could follow such a move lower, though it's far from guaranteed. Still, investors from the U.S. to Asia are increasingly concerned about that recession risk as inflation continues to spike and central banks rush to contain it. The Federal Reserve tomorrow is expected to raise its benchmark interest rate for a third time this year, this time by 0.75 percentage point, though some economists warn policymakers could go even higher. But the Fed must walk a fine line taming inflation without inducing an economic recession. It's a tightrope walk central bankers the world over will be watching intently. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
S&P futures are up 0.4% at the moment. Dow futures are up 0.2%. For the NASDAQ, futures are up 0.7%. Now, these prices suggest Wall Street might recover some at the start. Yesterday, the S&P 500 index, widely held by investors big and small, fell 3.9% and entered what investors call a bear market. That's when stocks fall 20% or more from a recent peak. It's not a physical condition like adding water to make metal rust. But the bear is a symbol of value vanishing into thin air. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Indeed it is. We can look at the recent past for some guidance too, David, on what we should expect. Should we stay in a bear market, it could take some time to reach bottom and then even longer to recover. It doesn't always lead to recession, but pre-pandemic, the last two bear markets were the ones that preceded the Great Recession in 2007 and in 2000, the dot-com bubble bursting. And for that earlier one, the dot-com bubble, it took the S&P 500 31 months to reach bottom and then 56 months to recover. Now, the financial meltdown in 2007 cost the S&P 500 a near 57% decline. That took 17 months and another 49 months to recover. Important to note, though, that a bear market is a sustained period of decline. So if we're in one now, depending on these ups and downs, that we would be from where stocks were at their peak in December, and we could be in it for a while.
The pandemic, though, has scrambled some of the usual rules for these things. The last bear market caused by COVID lockdowns lasted, what, a month?
Well, right. In February 2020, it took a month for the S&P 500 to lose 34%, 5 months to shoot back up. And that's the unknown factor here, how the various pandemic-related disruptions play into the direction of the economy. Will supply chains unravel soon and reduce inflation? Also, how will the Ukraine war play out? It's affecting inflation, too. The Fed has to navigate all of this today and tomorrow, David, and figure out what its next moves are.
All right, Nova, thank you. Cryptocurrency markets are still a mess today, with Bitcoin down another 7% now. What was $65,000 in November is now $22,300 this morning. And is the following good or bad news? All this inflation means there could be the biggest jump upward in monthly Social Security payments in more than 40 years. It would be nice for people to see their payments pop by maybe 8.6% for next year, according to a fresh estimate from the nonpartisan Senior Citizens League. Of course, prices are up in that same range, so this is mainly useful for seniors if inflation were to suddenly drop in 2023. Baby formula is scarce, rice is getting dear, and now tampons are harder to find at supermarkets and pharmacies given distortions in the supply chain caused by pandemic and war in Ukraine. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
The nonprofit group I Support the Girls gathers donations of period products and sends them to groups in need, like homeless shelters and foster youth programs. But starting early this year,
we just have way less tampons. Like, our inventory is so low.
Director Dana Marlowe says manufacturers and individuals have less product to donate. So when an organization requests a shipment of tampons,
we have to tell them we only have pads and liners, as well as some of the reusable options. Folks are disappointed.
The industry is being hit by the same supply chain snags, and shipping bottlenecks, and raw material shortages we've been hearing about for months, including limited supplies of cotton and rayon. Pricey Hanna, a consultant who specializes in hygiene products, says demand has also increased.
Consumers stockpiling, retailers stockpiling, all you need is a suggestion of a shortage and everybody overdoes it.
So if supplies have been dwindling for months, why are some of us just now hearing about it? Marnie Sommer, a professor of public health at Columbia, has an idea.
People are taught from the first time they menstruate to manage it secretly and privately.
In other words, we're not talking about this shortage as openly as, say, the toilet paper shortage. Sommer says those who have the means can hit multiple stores or search for their brand of tampons online. Low-income people are being hit the hardest. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Okay, let's review the schedule. The Interest Rate Setting Committee at the Federal Reserve starts meeting this morning to figure out the next step in its pitched battle against inflation. Then they all go home. Then the committee comes back tomorrow for more. So about 2 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, we'll know how high interest rates will go. 0.5% higher, 0.75%. The higher they go, economists think the more they'll clobber inflation, but hiring will slow to the point that on net, jobs are lost. Well, no one knows. Recapping, S&P futures this morning are up 0.6%. A lot will happen in the markets at a time of extraordinarily strong hiring and extraordinarily high inflation. Listen to the half-hour Marketplace later today with my colleague Kai Brizdahl on many public radio stations, of course, or podcast, or from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.